forward place and shovel that place there. That yeah. boy's going around there and got him another. He got him shovel at that time. But I got that forward. Messed around there and they told my papers this, that, and the other. And I stayed around about 3 days. And hell, I pulled up and come back home. So I come back and went back to Alabama over there.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm gonna tell you, I made plenty of homebrew. God Almighty, take your iced potato and slice it up and drop it right in the bottom. After you put your malt in, and God, and put your sugar and everything, and then drop them iced potatoes in there. They'll slice them, and when you take them out, they'll be just as green as grave. They'll take all that poison out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take you and go ahead and. Your homebrew work off, you quit blubber, that stay up 72 hours. And take and go ahead and dip it out and you get on them ice potatoes that bottom down there, that be just as green as any grass you ever seen.
Hmm.
And you just drink it, you don't feel your belly burn. And I put ice potatoes in every bit I make.
Hmm.
Old nigga woman lent me that down that pillow.
What did they call the stuff that was stronger than that? That you would brew, that people would make?
Corn beer, I got as strong as beer you can get.
Is it?
Yeah. You can take that corn beer, I got an old fig trickle of mine, got another thing. Like Papa used to make it over here. That fig trickle of mine, got, you take the figs and put them in a 16-gallon barrel.
Yeah.
And work it on. While he come out there one day, old lady's half-brother, and Papa told him, he says, Jim, you got anything around here to drink? He said, yeah, there's a... I got a whole keg of fig trickle over there. He said, I didn't believe I ever drank any of it. I said, Wally, and I was calling Uncle Bud. Said, now you're going there. Don't mess too much of that damn stuff. I said, you'll get drunk. He went there and got him a dipper full and drank it. Stood around a little bit, and he drank some of nothing. I said, you better hold it right there, Uncle Bud. And I said, you're going to be laying flat on your back. He said, I drank 7-8 of these. He got him a nut. And I said, that's enough. I went and took it away from him. And he walked out there and sat down for a puff of making basket and that pound. I got, and that way he won over flat of his back. I got, that stuff, I'll tell you the worst thing, the worst stuff in the world is blackberry wine. I'm going to tell you, I got drunk off of it, and every time you drink water for 3 days, you get drunk. Get ready to scratch your head, you have to reach way out yonder to scratch it. I don't mess with no wine, I stayed in jail up there, I had a 20-gallon keg of liquor, and I come back down there, about 2 or 3 gallons of it done leaked out in the ground bed in the front yard. Me and Joe Ray and Abner and Buddy Ooten, and I had that old Model A Ford and got me a batch and put it in there, and we went up there, and boy, we sold one in town, and Buddy Ooten and Joe Ray, going down towards court out that service station there.
Yeah.
They got in there and they got to arguing and they went throwing cans of oil at one another and they busted that big glass out. They locked them up and they told me to go home. I went on, Abner, he left, went on the railroad and I lived out there at Sunnyside. Went on to the water tower. I turned around, come back up there and instead of going on around the square, I just cut across through the square I got. Got about halfway out and hit one of them old chairs and all. No man gone with them come and got me, put me in there. And I had about a gallon of white port wine and liquor mixed. And we taken and broke the sprickets off in there and filled that thing full of water. And we beat that sign all night, taking the blankets and stopped around the door. No man Maxwell come the next morning up there when they finally got the door undone. That water hit was about that deep in there. It done got up there here running out the one, and we just standing up in there, yet beating that sign on. My Mac said, if you turn them out, whatever the fine is, not to never lock them up no more. He said, if I ain't slept a wink all night. They take the turn us out, and they didn't even bother the liquor, though, that old wine. I taken and went ahead and carried Bud and them home, and I went on, and when I got home out that Sunnyside, I was drunk and there wasn't to lock me up.